News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, just minutes to go to the next break because I felt like it was important to let Dr. Vaughn get through that discussion we had. Folks, you know, I'm just going to be honest with you. I am not anti-vax. I've said that since this show began, all right? I am not anti-vax. What I am is anti-mandate. I am anti, you only have one recourse. You can do nothing else. Follow the science. Well, like he just said, I thought, what a great way of saying it. Science does not lead. Science just provides data. Leaders have to make decisions. And when leaders tell you that there's only one recourse, you're not allowed to think about something else, I have a problem with that. I realize that there are some who believe in some forms of a holistic medicine that I might not agree with. There are others who believe in a scientifically derived vaccine that some others may not agree with. All I'm saying is this, you and your doctor are allowed to make choices. That's the nature and existence of the practice of medicine. Sometimes you rule things out more than you rule things in. You find the things that are not contraindicative, you find the things that relate to your comorbidities, and you work with the systems you can, which may not always be the same for you as they are for the person next to you. All that to say, I mean, the press right now is already jumping on it. You heard the ABC News reporting, it's a surge right now. We got a surge. Well, of course, WHNT, I've got a story here off WHNT dated May 26th. That would be yesterday. Alabama is the number one state with the lowest child vaccination rates. Well, okay. Then again, does it mean that there is danger among us? Make your decisions. Make your decisions. Follow the science? Okay. How about we allow to follow all the science? And leaders make good decisions. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Coming right back, I think we're going to give some stuff away. Y'all stay tuned.